In this lesson, we're rebuilding a top loop in Ableton Live 12 for that stepper jungle, old school DNB energy. Think tight, rolling, chopped, and just loose enough to feel human. We're not building the kick and snare foundation here, we're focusing on the top layer, hats, rides, ghost percussion, tiny edits, and texture. That's the stuff that makes a drum loop feel alive instead of just looped. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. That's a great sweet spot for this style. Then create either a drum rack track or an audio track, depending on whether you want to build from samples or reconstruct a break. If you already have a breakbeat or top loop sample, drop it in and slice it to a new MIDI track using transient slicing. If you want full control, just build the loop from stock drum sounds in a drum rack. Closed hat, open hat, ride, rim, tiny percussion, maybe even a bit of noise. All of that can work. The first thing to aim for is a simple hat skeleton. Don't go straight into chaos. Start with a 16th note or offbeat pattern that drives forward but leaves room. In old school jungle, the top loop often feels busy, but the best ones are actually very intentional. There's motion, but there's also breathing space. So place your closed hats, then listen back and ask yourself, where is the snare going to hit? If the top loop is crowding the backbeat, pull it back a little. A very useful approach is to build this over two bars instead of one. That way, bar 1 can establish the groove, and bar 2 can give you a small variation. Even one tiny change makes a huge difference. Maybe you remove one hat in the second bar. Maybe you add an open hat at the end. Maybe you sneak in a little pickup before the snare. That kind of broken symmetry is a big part of the vibe. Now let's make it feel more like jungle and less like a grid. Add ghost notes. These can be quiet rim shots, tiny snare fragments, little break slices, reversed hat puffs, or just low velocity hats that act like background movement. This is where the loop starts to breathe. Use velocity variation aggressively. Some hats should hit harder, some should barely whisper. A few accents around 90 to 110 velocity, ghost hits down around 20 to 50, and some mid-level hits in between. That contrast helps fake a real performer. Another classic move is to place a small ghost hit just before or just after the snare. That little anticipation or answer creates momentum. It's one of those details that makes the loop feel like it's dancing around the beat instead of just sitting on it. And that's a big deal in old school DNB. The top loop should support the snare, not fight it. Leave intentional air around the backbeat so the snare can crack through. After that, add a few open hats or a ride cymbal for punctuation. Keep these sparse. One open hat at the end of bar 2, or a ride hit on the first beat of the second bar, can add a lot of lift, but don't overdo it. Too many top-end layers and the whole mix starts to feel thin and harsh. In this style, the snare is king. If the top loop is too busy, the snare loses impact and the bass feels smaller. Once the pattern is in place, it's time to shape the sound with Ableton stock devices. A solid chain for an audio loop is a Q8, drum bus, saturator, maybe redux or erosion if you want some grit, then glue compressor and finally utility. Start with EQ8. High pass the loop somewhere around 180 to 300 HC so it doesn't carry low-end junk. If the highs get harsh, dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz. If it needs shine, give a gentle lift in the 8 to 12 kHz region. But be careful, jungle tops can get brittle fast. Drum bus is great for adding old school weight and density. A bit of drive goes a long way. Keep boom very low or off, because this is just your top loop. You want punch and character, not sub. Saturator is another key tool. Try soft clip or analog clip, with a few dB of drive and listen for that gritty glue. It can make the loop feel like it belongs in a dusty sampler-based mix instead of a sterile modern session. If you want even more character, use redux or erosion very lightly. Just a touch. You're not trying to destroy the sound, just rough it up a bit. That can add the feeling of recorded texture, sampler grain, or even a slightly worn tape or dubplate vibe. Then use glue compressor gently, just to bind the hits together. 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction is usually enough. Keep the loop breathing. If you squash it too hard, it loses that rolling feel. Now for groove. Old school DNB lives in the microtiming. If everything is perfectly quantized, the loop sounds sterile. Use the groove pool if you want a swing feel, maybe something like an MPC style swing in the mid 50s range. Then apply it lightly, not enough to sound lazy, just enough to make the hats and ghost notes move with a human feel. You can also nudge individual notes in the clip. Push some hats a hair late. Pull certain ghost notes slightly early. Keep the snare stable. That contrast between locked in and loose is part of the magic. Texture is another big layer. A low-level vinyl crackle, room tone, tape hiss, rain, or some ambience can really help the loop feel aged and alive. Put that on its own track, high-pass it so it doesn't clutter the low mids, and keep it subtle. Use it more in transitions or quiet sections. It adds atmosphere, glue, and realism, and it helps hide the fact that you're working inside a DAW. That sampled from a record feeling is often what makes jungle top loops hit emotionally. A really good habit is to create a second version of the loop. So now you have a two-bar cycle where bar 1 is your bass groove and bar 2 has a slight variation. Maybe one hat disappears, maybe a reverse hit appears, maybe the open hat changes position, maybe a rim note answers the previous accent. That tiny evolution keeps the loop from turning into wallpaper. If both bars are identical, the loop gets boring fast. Once you've got the pattern and processing right, consider resampling your own top loop. This is a classic jungle move. Record the processed loop back into audio, then chop it again if needed. That gives you cohesion, and it lets you treat your own work like sample material. You can layer new hits on top, rearrange slices, or just use the bounced version as the final top loop. Often, once a loop has been resampled, it suddenly starts sounding more like a real record. When you place the top loop into that arrangement, don't let it run untouched from start to finish. Give it a role in the song structure. Maybe a filtered version in the intro, then the full loop in the drop, then a stripped-down texture section in the breakdown, and a brighter or dirtier variation in the second drop. Automation is your friend here. You can automate filter cutoff, saturation drive, send mounts, or even swap between loop variations to keep things moving. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, too many top-end layers. Hats, rides, shakers, noise, and break fragments can quickly fight each other. Keep each sound focused on a job. Hats for motion, rim or percussion for attitude, ride for lift, texture for glue. Second, overquantizing. That kills the groove. Third, letting the highs get painful, especially around 8 to 12 kHz. Fourth, forgetting to leave space for the snare. And fifth, making a one-bar loop with no variation. That usually sounds like a loop, not a performance. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, choose dustier source material, keep the highs focused instead of hyper-bright, and try saturating before compressing. You can also build parallel layers, with one clean version and one dirtier version blended together. That's a strong way to get size without losing definition. And if you want extra tension, a reversed hat or reversed break slice before a snare hit can work beautifully. So the big takeaway is this. A great stepper-style top loop is not just a bunch of hats. It's a living rhythmic layer with clear rolls, subtle variation, controlled grit, and enough space for the snare and bass to breathe. Build a two-bar idea, humanize it with velocity and microtiming, shape it with Ableton stock devices, then resample and arrange it like a real record. If you do that, your top loop won't just sit on top of the track, it'll drive the whole jungle energy forward. Now it's your turn. Build a two-bar top loop at 174 BPM, keep it strong in mono, and make one version clean and one version dirty. Compare them with a heavy bassline and see which one wins. That's where the real vibe shows up.